when the sky is slate gray or purple in foreboding, when the air is thick with humid moisture and the clouds threaten to come apart, split and yield torrents. In the moments before the world is wet, I think of my body, my long, ever-curious fingers, the ancient thickness of my wet, ready lips, the smooth bundles of thick muscle on each arm, my articulate eyes. They are all powerless if they cannot be inseparable from your body, like rainwater streaming down your face, dripping, hanging like dew on your breasts. Better they were all liquid. I want the tips of my fingers to be a family of full droplets, exploring the places that palms, mouths, and tongues so often forget. When we make love, I want you to feel like a woman walking naked through a summer monsoon. Remember me as a storm that drenches you in water, rolling cool down your feminine back, leaving studded liquid kisses on the round precipices of your tender shoulders. Other men will try to wrap you in fire, ask you to melt under their flame, but neither lightning nor flame moves like the slippery slow dance of water. Flames don't kiss, never open a soft oval mouth and suck. Swallows and consumes, eats you whole but never gets inside of you. When they see the way your skin glows, they will ask you where you've been. You will look at them with a flash of lightning in your eyes and ask them, have you ever wandered naked beneath the canopy of rain clouds? Clearly, you've never moved across another's body like warm water. Never made love until two bodies were bellowing thunderclouds. Never turned orgasm into a wet, wet storm.